SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Egypt floating a plan to end the Israeli-Hamas war, but it may have fallen on deaf ears.
As the war rages on with a Christmas full of casualties in Gaza, Israel and Hamas have given cool public receptions to an Egyptian proposal to end the bitter conflict. But the long-standing enemies on Monday stopped short of rejecting the plan altogether. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu did not comment directly on the proposal, but speaking to members of his Likud party, said the war is not close to finished. Hamas said it would not negotiate without an end to the aggression. I'm Julie Walker.
Ukrainian leader Volodymyr Zelensky hailing the shooting down of two Russian fighter jets Christmas Eve, saying, quote, "This Christmas sets the right mood for the entire year ahead." He adds, "The stronger our air defenses, the fewer Russian devils will be in our skies." Also at SRNnews.com, in an annual Christmas speech, King Charles III making a reference to both wars in Ukraine and the Middle East.
At a time of increasingly tragic conflict around the world, I pray that we can also do all in our power to protect each other. The words of Jesus seem more than ever relevant. Do to others as you would have them do to you.
And the king also said in the past year or so, he and his family witnessing many cases of people caring for one another. Travel problems keep growing. In this case, Dallas-based Southwest Airlines canceling 150 flights today, some because of weather. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in the nation's capital.
A group of pro-lifers has reached a settlement with the National Archives over a lawsuit stemming from the fact that they were told they could not wear their pro-life apparel inside the building. A security guard told the visitors that their T-shirts, which bore such phrases as "March for Life," might, quote, "incite other people at the archives." The pro-life activists were represented by the American Center for Law and Justice, a Christian legal group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
About 25% of Americans are non-religious, and Democrats would like to organize them into a voting bloc, but it's not going well. Research from UMass Boston finds a lot of people who shun faith also shun the ballot box. Those who describe themselves as followers of no particular religion are less likely to show up on Election Day than religious Americans. This is SRN News. Well, people applying to join Kyrgyzstan's civil service are being given a lie detector test, that in an attempt to crack down on corruption. And it's raising a few eyebrows.
It's all about making the bureaucracy more honest and more professional. Would-be Kyrgyzstani civil servants will soon have their IQ tested and their truthfulness. The former Soviet Republic is rated as one of the world's more corrupt nations. So what the authorities are apparently promising is that anyone seeking a government position will have to take a polygraph, i.e. a lie detector test. But this isn't the first time they've tried it. Kyrgyzstan's civil servants were previously asked about their income and their reaction measured. The exercise was abandoned when it was found that 80% of them were lying.
BBC correspondent Paul Moss reporting, he adds, many people there not at all happy about the test. More details at SRNnews.com.